As I thought about what to share with you this morning, as we seek to relate the occasion of our nation's birth to our Christian faith, my thoughts were drawn to some of the great documents of our nation's history. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Gettysburg Address. Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address on November 19, 1863, at the dedication of Gettysburg National Cemetery, honoring those who had died in the Battle of Gettysburg, those who died in the battle for freedom and equality. This speech is famous for both its brevity and its simple eloquence. In three short paragraphs, Lincoln drew on the words and the beliefs embodied in the Declaration of Independence that we celebrate today. He did it to remind his leaders, his listeners, what America was all about. A new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Also, in that in the 67 years since the Declaration had been written, America had been engaged in many battles for the sake of equality. Lincoln went on to say that the best way for people to honor those who had died in the midst of those battles was to continue the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It makes me think about that unfinished work, especially these days. Equality declared over 200 years ago and affirmed in the Gettysburg Address is still lacking in this country. It's also lacking in many parts of the world. There is a subtle, silent oppression that so often goes unnoticed, but is certainly present as long as there are people among us who suffer because of difference of race, economic status, sexual orientation, lack of education, or mental or physical disabilities. Sadly, each of us can probably recall witnessing incidents where prejudice and fear and hatred have prevailed. The work so nobly advanced by our ancestors is most definitely still unfinished. Some battles have been won, but the war rages on. About now, you might be wondering if you came to the wrong place this morning. No, this isn't a speech at the 4th of July parade. But what do the Declaration of Independence and the Gettysburg Address have to do with church? What does all of this have to do with being a Christian? Everything. Absolutely everything. The battle for equality and the acceptance of all people began long before Abraham Lincoln was jotting those words down for the Gettysburg Address. The battle for equality and the acceptance of all people is as old as time. We even heard about it in our reading today from Acts. In this reading, Peter is actually reprimanded by the leaders of the new Jewish Christian sect. They heard that he was eating and drinking with the Gentiles, and they wanted him to explain himself. You see, the division between the Jews and the Gentiles was very strong and very important, especially to the Jews. After all, they were God's chosen people, and dietary restrictions were one way they could set themselves apart. Peter knew this, and Peter had spent his whole life making sure his food was proper and kosher, and that he did nothing that would make himself unclean. And now it was different. But Peter didn't decide to change things. God did. It was Peter who understood and began to live out those principles. So Peter told the others how he had a vision in which a large sheet came down from heaven, and the sheet was filled with animals of all kinds. And Peter heard that voice say, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter knew that some of those animals were unclean in his tradition, so he said no. Now, this happened three times, and each time he resisted, and each time the same voice told him that nothing that God made could be unclean. This strange vision was followed by the appearance of three men who approached Peter and asked him to go to Caesarea with them. The Holy Spirit told Peter to go without hesitation, and so Peter went. And there he found Cornelius, a Gentile, who also had a vision telling him to send for Peter, who would tell him and his whole household about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Peter realized that the Holy Spirit was hard at work, and so he began to teach all the people gathered there. Teach them about Jesus, and suddenly the Holy Spirit came upon them. Each and every one. Just as on the day of Pentecost, and they were all baptized. Then they asked Peter to stay with them and to share a meal with them. In that moment, Peter realized that centuries of separation no longer made any sense. God's love and the Holy Spirit had done away with the walls that divided them. We still live in a world filled with divisions. People are still treated differently because of their race, or their religion, their sexual orientation. People are ignored, or even worse, turned away from employment, or even from churches because of their disabilities, or their lack of education, or their lack of belief. Where will people come to faith if not here at the church? All too often, I think, we focus on our differences rather than on our similarities. And we feel threatened by what we don't know and don't understand. But you see, God calls us to see beyond our differences and to remember deep down we are all God's children. We are all part of God's creation, and all of God's creation is holy. All of God's creation is good. And so it's up to us, me and my children, you and yours, to ensure that the words of the Gettysburg Address, "These dead shall not have died in vain." We must ensure that the work of all those who have gone before us, from Jesus to the Apostle Peter, to Abraham Lincoln, to all of those voices crying out today, we must ensure their work still continues in our world. We accomplish this each and every day in the way we live, the things we say, the way we act. We accomplish this when we choose to speak out against the wrongs that we witness rather than to keep silent. We accomplish this when we teach our children that equality is indeed for everyone and not just for the privileged. We accomplish this when we live out our lives more out of love for one another and love for God than love for self. It's important that we share with our children the principles upon which this nation was founded, and instill in each of them an appreciation for its history and the sacrifices made so that we can be free. It's vital that we raise them to be people who won't shy away from those who are different. to be people who won't shy away from the battle that continues, but will face the challenge of making not only this country, but the whole world a place where all people are free to know and to live in the love of God. A place with liberty and justice for all. Let us pray. God of love and mercy, we thank you for this time when we can come to you in prayer to seek your help for our living. We confess that in spite of good intentions, we've sometimes failed to live in peace and harmony, in justice and in love. Forgive our frailty and our shortcoming. Grant us both the power and the peace that come from grounding our lives in your love. Lord, this day we offer to you our thanks for being able to live in this country. Make us strong to do your work, willing to heed and to hear your will. Teach us the responsibilities of freedom. And we thank you this day for the diversity and the richness of this land. We pray that you will heal her and guide her path in these trying times. All this we ask in your Son's name. Amen.